First of all, are you confident that the Maryland Healthcare Exchange can handle these last-minute sign-ups before the deadline?
Well, as you know, we had set a goal of 260,000 to be enrolled, and right now we're above the 260 at 270, and we will continue working diligently through Monday so that every Marylander that wants to enroll, every Marylander that tries to enroll will be enrolled. So that I'm confident at, that we'll continue to do what we've been doing since October 1st, which is putting our shoulder to the wheel and focusing on enrollments. A lot of manual workarounds in this big system, but we had a lot of people dedicated to Maryland and to Marylanders to get as many of them as enrolled as possible. So we've got a number of days ahead of us, a lot of work, a lot of Marylanders interested in enrolling, but we've got the resources in place to take it on.
Yeah, it still hasn't been easy. I know the governor said it's like trying to change the tires on a moving car.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that references to, you know, sort of repairing or rehabilitating the system that, you know, our vendors just didn't deliver on October 1st, right? We contracted for a website that would work, and instead we got something that didn't. But we responded by reorganizing the leadership and launching a staff surge and refocusing our vendors, many of whom are no longer on the job. So we did all of that while also, you know, making sure that we can enroll as many Marylanders as possible. And at the end of the day, what Marylanders are looking for is more and more Marylanders enrolled in health insurance. And when you think about what we've done since October and you add to that the number of Marylanders who have insurance today and who didn't 7 years ago, the total number is over 500,000 Marylanders. So we're moving in the right direction, and we continue to stabilize and fix the system as after open enrollment, we'll be preparing for the November next open enrollment.
Yeah, Lieutenant Governor, you made mention of some of the problems over the course of many months. And as you know, this website has been called by many a disaster, a colossal waste of money, incredibly frustrating. And as many of us know, this was your baby. So from your point of view, I know you testified about it, but from your point of view, where did you go wrong?
Look, I mean, in hindsight, probably the greatest lesson is we should have picked Deloitte, but instead we went with another household name, IBM. You know, we contracted with vendors to deliver a system that worked, and I think as we'll see in reviews that we'll undertake in the weeks and months ahead after we get through open enrollment, I think that there's no mystery that the reviews will show that our vendors failed us and they didn't deliver the system that we contracted for and that they promised.
Is there anything, though, that you yourself could have done or would have done differently or wish you had?
You know, if I had the information a year ago that I have today, certainly. But the information that I received is that, look, systems are a go. And that while we might experience some volume delays around the October 1 launch, and while there might be some unique applicants because of family size or the demographic group that they're in, say, for example, Native Americans, because it's such a small group, that there might be some difficulties, certainly no reports presented to me that we've got major problems. But I think it's important leadership is about, sort of working through challenges and crises. And that's what we did after we saw that our vendors didn't perform or they didn't deliver.
And sometimes also, Lieutenant Governor, I just wanted to say that sometimes it's also about taking responsibility. And I was just wondering if you felt the need to do that.
Yeah, in fact, I think either on your program or certainly a number of public opportunities, you know, I've certainly stated very clearly that, you know, all of us who were involved in establishing and launching the exchange has a responsibility. That includes me. And that's why I've never walked away from, nor has the governor, the work that needed to get done. Because of that work, you know, we've exceeded our goal of enrollment. And we're going to stabilize a platform that will work for Marylanders come the next open enrollment. And in the meantime, you know, with the next 3 days or so left, certainly want more and more Mariners to, you know, to visit MarylandHealthConnection.gov to attend the job, not the job fair, the health fair that you mentioned earlier in this segment, and also to call at the hotline. And if we haven't provided you with the numbers, I certainly have them in front of me to share with your listeners.
The governor was at the hearing this morning talking about the health fair that's happening this weekend at the convention center. You were not there. You were the point person for the healthcare exchange. What is your role now?
Well, I'm going to be at the health fair tomorrow. Today, I happen to have the genuine pleasure and privilege to congratulate and thank the 22 new troopers in the Maryland State Police because months ago I accepted their invitation to be the speaker at their commencement address in Westminster, and we're really proud of those 22 men and women who are joining the ranks of the Maryland State Police. I'll be at the health fair tomorrow, certainly encouraging more and more Marylanders to enroll so that we can continue to drive those numbers and to connect Marylanders to the insurance, the health insurance, and the health care that they need and that they deserve.
Lieutenant Governor, I know there's talk about scrapping this health exchange altogether, maybe partnering with a federal health care exchange, maybe even adopting that something that's working in another state. What do you think should happen?
Look, we've got a lot of options, or at least three in front of us, and we're going to make the announcement next week. You know, the options are looking at and adopting what another state is doing. One option is adopting the federal exchange, and that exchange also has continues to have difficulties, or to, you know, fix our current system, which is probably the least likely of the three options. But we're going to announce that option.
So what does your gut tell you would be the right way to go?
My gut tells me that next week we're going to be making a very clear announcement about the direction we're going to take.
All right. Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, we thank you so much for joining us, and good luck at the health fair this weekend.